Hello, doctor.
I want to get line drive.
Hey, shoe fits. It's yours. That's it. But it's your own shoe. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's
but the main thing for me, I know, is honesty. Like, yes. Like, I lie.
Yeah.
But I'm honest about it.
No, you're not.
What? No, negative. As a God is good, blood.
That's what I want.
Goodness gracious. Smackable.
Yes. I know.
Yeah, we're in the game.
We are in this bitch.
So I got my prizes.
Oh, you got one prize.
What the other one's
for That's
him.
For me.
What?
Where's it's for me, drink, fam. Huh? Are you not going to share?
Where's my drink?
That's your drink. How many drinks do you want, bro?
One each.
I got you one.
Exactly.
But no, but he pays for parking.
Isn't it? Is it my car?
I'm charging the business. Know. I'm charging the business.
Expense. In this dire time.
Expenses is the funniest thing when you think about it. You'll be at work and you're like, should man try and expense this petrol, bruv? And then you'll think all of the different things that they're going to ask you as to why you're expensing it. Mm. And you're just looking for the best way to fucking do it. And then what happened recently in my workplace is that we said that you're allowed to expense gym up to £35, isn't it?
Gym?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Obviously, that's pretty much pure gym if you're on some singular subscription, innit? Like,
yeah.
Oh, single gym.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But obviously, man wants to go to all the gyms, innit?
Mm.
So, obviously, they boosted that to like £42. So, I'm like, fuck, man, spending £7 on gym. That's shit. Nah, we're going to find
that's
a way.
Cheap.
I know my brother just said, hey, listen. I accidentally ran £42 on expenses and it went through. So calm.
Yeah. Sometimes they just put
calm.
It through. They just put it through.
They're not checking.
When we used to go like on company, not like trips and that, but man shouldn't call it a trip. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not a trip like that.
It's a school trip.
But when man goes, like they say, yeah, £20 on dinner, £20 on lunch. Da-da-da-da-da. My thing be £37 in that. Just run it, bro.
Run it, bro.
Obviously, you have to nice the manager a little bit. She say, oh yeah, don't worry, I'll put it through. Calm, put it through, dog.
Calm, let it run, bro. Yeah, I'm expecting
no
that
thing.
You crazy, dog?
So I can't have this drink.
No, one of them.
No, you
term.
Can have it.
So have you got your own?
I got my own.
Can I have it, please?
Like, I don't. So what did you get me?
Like, bro, look, if you know there's a such thing. You know there's a such thing as a sore winner. Did you know that?
You're not having it. Just for that.
They used to say that to the kid that won and started saying, you guys are losers.
You're not graceful in this win.
Yeah.
This is
I'm confiscating your drink, bruv. You're not having it. You didn't get me a drink.
I didn't have time, bro.
You didn't have time.
You saw
time. Have it, man.
Fam, you saw me drop VP and you saw me go to look for parking and you're asking me about a drink, bro. What's wrong with you?
You forgot.
I didn't. You know what it is? Hold on. How many drinks did you buy?
Three.
He bought three. It's VP.
What? What?
he,
are you alright, bro?
But this is him. This is him in the car. This is him in the car, yeah. He remembered. I did forget.
But I messaged
I did
my
forget.
Drink, guys.
Yeah, obviously, I'm driving. I don't drive and text.
But you have enough time to remember, oh, someone gets snacks.
So
the fat one of the group.
But then this is him. He said, yeah, Fred's prize. All right, cool. I'll get it. So he didn't bother get me a drink, basically. Do you get what I'm saying?
You didn't win. Why should you get a drink? For losing?
I'm just saying it's VP's fault. That's what I'm saying.
You're chatting shit, bruv. I did
Why
my
didn't
part.
You buy him three drinks and then buy us
Why
two?
Would I do but that? To be fair, I thought we were going to go halves on this.
I knew he was going to invoice me. VP knows the invoice, you know? Fucking no.
I should have invoiced you on this, but I thought, if we're going halves, I might as well
I
just get a Magnum
gone for the £50, boy.
Around.
I should have gone for the £50. I think that's fine.
What? £50? What do you mean £50?
It was originally going to be £50, but Dennis said no, innit?
Yeah, 100%.
Of course he was saying no. What do you mean?
Why would
he say
no?
I said I should have as if that was an option.
Did you say
it
yes?
was an option.
No?
In the beginning, you was ready to bet. He was the one that took us out.
Yeah, but obviously I was ready to bet when I thought maybe I'll have my partner there. I'm not going to bloody be
But you knew she wasn't here.
Huh?
How does she feel about you losing?
She hasn't seen it. I'm not telling her.
I'm finna message her. Watch this.
This guy cheated anyway, bruv.
Me?
No.
Barely.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I was wondering why did he his pay said, yeah, let's pay articulate. Let's pay articulate.
That's why. People are paying, what, because I spent it three times.
But you spent it three times, bro. That was, that really was cheating,
and
man.
Do you know there's over, like, there's over 200 cards, over, like, 1,000 options.
What does that mean?
How, much, if you how am I supposed to practice? Is it, am I Allen Iverson,
I'm
bro?
Telling you, if you played it today, I would at least get some
you've
cues from the
you've played it before,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
you've played it for before, though.
Like, Christmas.
So?
I forgot them.
Bruv, yeah. There's no way that I can remember all of them.
Okay,
and
when
you
the, okay,
you remember
and
all
wait,
of them.
Wait. You even saw some of the options: Watergate, water this, like random things. I would have to not only remember it, but also give myself the cards I remember. How?
Okay.
And then land on the right colors. All
right.
How can I cheat?
You didn't cheat. But
how
you
can
cheat?
I? Yeah. It's not you, cheating. It's like, fam, if we was playing football, you're gonna say, I played on Saturday. So that's why you're losing because it's I played thing, because bro. I played the day before no.
Because each day each game in football is different.
Each game of articulate is different.
Yeah,
no,
not
necessarily.
But, this is void what you're saying because we're not talking about you lot's connection and how you knew.
That's so what I'm talking about.
That's fishy.
He got consolidate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Not that's even consolidate. Not... Consolidating.
Yeah.
What?
That's because
I think. They go.
Oh my god! I have flashback. Yeah. A man said the consolidating
from debt. That's how you know they're doing their finances together, boy. Man. Said debt is just consolidated.
I'm gonna bring this all together. I know we'll consolidate it.
I'm telling you,
like,
yeah,
what?
That's fine because obviously we have an understanding.
Exactly. So did
enough,
me and Yasmin.
You and Yas have an understanding in it, yeah.
And clearly,
but
none
you,
of me. I understand none of y'all.
Thing three times. That's cheating, bruv.
It's not cheating.
What did you land
because,
on? That's
no,
what I want to know.
Because remember, yeah, true, probably nature.
Exactly.
I said, I don't want it. But remember, they got spades.
Yeah.
Then they made me spin it again.
No, that's because it was fishy.
What was fishy?
Yeah,
I spun it.
And it was a group decision to spin it again.
Exactly.
You took it upon yourself
so what?
When we weren't paying attention
so what?
To spin it three times.
You should have been paying attention. If we was playing
bro.
Monopoly, I would cheat as well,
bro.
You know, I'd be stealing from the bank.
To me, I genuinely feel, yeah, like in life, I should have cheated more because I wasn't going to go to jail for cheating. You was never going to go to jail.
What's going to happen?
I really, really studied, bro.
What's going to happen after just do nature? Come on, then.
Like, what, I think bruv? About bare times when I could have cheated. And if you think about it, in the end, all it is you get a few moral points.
I should have just been
from
a crook,
yourself,
bruv.
From yourself as well. Because people sometimes think you cheated when you did well anyway. So,
so I might as well.
I'm going to teach your coaching.
Not in relationships.
No relationships.
Teach your coach.
Yeah. Obviously, she said, I should have cheated.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, fam.
But yeah, people were thinking, I'm thinking, do you know how many cards are here, bruv?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to memorize everything?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. No, niggas bro. Don't want you to win still.
Nah, it's mad. It's mad.
Niggas that actually want you to win.
Man said Asian Ocean.
Yeah.
I know it was in the round, but we didn't establish that rule till later.
Yeah. It gets heated, bro.
That was round one.
Man said, it bees like that.
It bees like that, bro. I was just saying things that game, bro. Just saying bare shit. She said it's a flower. I said blossom. I'm doing word association, bro. I'm playing
word.
A different
That's
game.
That's how I told you. But with that, yeah.
Oh, man.
I was thinking. I don't even remember what I was thinking about, but it fucking leads into this too sweetly. Bruv, what's the difference? Obviously, I know what amnesia is. Like, that's like short-term memory loss, innit?
Yeah.
What's the difference between Alzheimer's
and dementia?
Because Alzheimer's has got to do with memory loss as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Basically, memory loss is a symptom of those. Do you get what I'm saying? It's an attribute of both of them, innit?
So then each?
I don't know. I know dementia is to do with deterioration of the brain. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like deteriorating. So then you obviously lose your memory. I don't know what Alzheimer's is, but I know that they both have that as a symptom of it. Or
do I have Google? Yeah, I got 4G.
Do I have Google?
Nah, yeah. I meant 4G because you know my O2 don't really be popping off down here. What are you going to Google?
I'll Google Alzheimer's.
Dementia.
Like, I don't feel right,
Google cool. Amnesia, Dennis.
No.
Living with dementia.
I don't want to.
Why is it always? You're always saying no shit, bro.
I'll do it, man.
You're on some vibe, bro. Niggas changed his lockdown.
He's got no data. That's right.
I got plenty, bro.
What's your Alzheimer's?
Oh, wait, hold on. I got the Alzheimer's Society, so okay. It's kind of telling me like...
So dementia is an overall term for diseases and conditions characterized by a decline in memory, language, problem solving, and other thinking skills that affect a person's ability to perform everyday activities. Memory loss is an example. Alzheimer's is the most common cause of dementia. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So it's like so they're COVID, one in the same. You know, like it's a strain of something.
Yeah.
Okay, but I get you. Amnesia is a partial or total loss of memory.
Mm. Right.
It derives from Greek origin.
Have you not ever? Just added that in.
Okay. Thanos and that.
Yeah. As if Thanos he had learned it before. have you not ever experienced someone that's had like memory loss?
No. I haven't firsthand, but secondhand, like I've heard, like tertiary. Tertiary, remember
go
that?
On.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Like a colour? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
colour as well.
Okay, I'm in there too. And like, it would be it's mad because when I think about it, I think, how can I even imagine someone forgetting like who you are in the room and you've been there for like 5 minutes? So I think one of my, I don't know if it was my brother-in-law's dad or somebody's, I think it was one of my ex's grandmas actually. And
your brother-in-law's dad. No, ex's grandma.
No, wait.
He always does this. Remember when it was like someone's cousin's twins and you said that they're related?
No!
What?
You know what? Are the twins you related? Do you know what man's gonna do one day? We're gonna watch all the helmet offenses and we need to clear them up, bruv. Because you lot are taking the piss. You lot tried to say that I said condom, but I said condo, bruv.
Fuck off.
Condominium.
Fucking idiots, bruv.
Condominium.
And I didn't say they're related.
Trying it again.
Anyway.
You got away with it. It's cool, bruv.
Anyway. So he said that I think it was, yeah, let's say the ex's grandma, like.
Your ex?
Yeah, one of my ex's grandmas, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think the dad basically went to go see her and like she'll have a conversation and then like, let's say 2 minutes in, she'll be like, oh, hey, you're right. Like, glad you came to visit. What are you doing here? Do you get what I'm saying? And it's like, it's a proper, like, they have no idea what's, like, they're even confused. Like,
shit must be stressful, you know?
Yeah, it must be.
That's bro. Difficult.
And
that
the stress
hurts.
On the brain is going to cause more deterioration of it, innit?
I don't know.
Stress overall causes mental health. Yeah. It's a mental health issue. So the more stressed you are trying to remember shit, more but you're probably forgetting thing. At the same time.
Sometimes we use this word disease or whatever. And obviously this is, let's say Alzheimer's is a disease. But we picture it like they're living the worst life because they can't remember us. But I even think that's a bit selfish because maybe they don't want to remember us.
Oh, shut up, man. I knew you were trying to flip
no,
it.
No. But I'm not saying that it's
they
a good thing
to remember,
have
Why
Alzheimer's.
You
but I'm saying we all, in life, we always see someone with a disability or something wrong as they're living worse than us. Mm. Do you know the shit I remember that I want to forget, bruv?
Do you know what?
Don't speak.
I'm just saying that we always see someone as misfortunate, because of our position.
I was watching a Louis Farrell's documentary with the Tiger King.
Yeah.
You seen that yet?
No. I haven't even watched the Tiger
King.
Don't waste
your time.
It's
nonsense, but it's funny to me, bro.
He said his faves, Louis Farrell and Tiger King.
Yeah.
He said my faves.
They're both weirdos, bro. They're both very funny people.
If man said Carl Pilkington, and I'll understand
that.
Yeah. I said Louis Farrell.
It's loose. It's a loose term, fam. I never said my favourites.
Men don't mean it.
You know what I mean?
You know that's what girls say? Oh my God, my faves. You know when they go creams and get off for our face.
You put like five S's on it.
I put one S. It was one S, man.
Don't lie. How many V's?
It was one V, fam. They're faves. It's quick, sharp, snappy, bro. No, but I was watching that and Louis was asking the Tiger King about something, Joe about something. I can't remember, but Joe responded like, he was asking about the animals in captivity. He's like, oh yeah, like, don't you think it's a bit cruel? Like, they're meant to be out there in the wild running free, Like, don't you think they should be out instead of in the cage?
Mm.
He's like, this cage life is all they've ever known. How do they know that there's better out there, innit?
Mm. Yeah, they wouldn't do too well if they got set free.
Probably not. Because they have... Yeah,
no, they
their
wouldn't.
Whole life, they've been given shit.
Yeah. They wouldn't know
they've
how
been
to
given
hunt.
Shit.
Yeah.
I've never
had
to hunt
spoiled.
For my food.
Tell a rich kid to go and make, you know, to go work in Burger King. He'll struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't know how to live like us. Them lions don't know how to live like free range.
Yeah,
bruv.
And yeah. Joe, massive free range. Like them chickens, bruv.
They ain't no free range lions. Free range lions, bruv. Them things is caged up. They wouldn't. They wouldn't, fam. They will. They will be prey, bruv. They're not predators.
Nah,
lions.
They won't be. They won't be predators.
Even at LBC, yeah. Obviously, I just turned it on the way here. Obviously, it was only going to be coronavirus on there. But they said, "Oh, let's get a bit of good news." And they said, "Oh, one farm somewhere in London has just there's these two boars that just basically a boar gave birth to like three boar wild boar piglets," and I was like. But those boars aren't wild anymore, bruv.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Those
that's
boars aren't wild, they're just boars anymore, bruv.
They're just boars.
You've taken the wild away from
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're still caught, bruv. In fact, you've held these captive, fam.
This is what I was saying.
Like, we do some fucked up shit and then we take cruelty to animals.
But the thing is, as you were saying, how do we know they would prefer it outside? Like, just say, like, how do you know? Like, because we're assuming... Well,
go to prison and let someone ask you, how do we know you'll prefer outside?
No, but that's it.
How do you know the wild boar?
I've been free. That's what I'm saying. I've been free. If I've never been free, how do I know it's better?
It's like Bane. It's like Bane.
Go on.
Born in the dark, bruv. Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what is he talking that's about, bruv? I don't get where he's going.
No. But obviously, you know how he is born in the dark.
And wasn't he set free? He loved it out there.
He was set free, but he didn't necessarily want to be away from the darkness.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but he still had a great
someone like him.
He
would want to be in the light.
But he
said,
time.
I was. What did he say? I was born in the darkness. You merely adopted it or something like that.
Imagine I did the accent as well.
Even
with the what Joel said about he was like, oh, if I was born in a wheelchair.
Said you think darkness is your ally.
And then if I was born in a wheelchair, everybody assumes that everybody in a wheelchair wants to walk.
Yeah.
But if they start walking and they're like, bruv,
this is long, bruv. Someone push me. Do you know what I'm saying? This is long, bruv. Like,
okay, that's like saying poor people, when they get money, they're like, oh, no, this is long.
Nah.
How do you know? Because I
still have the money there.
No,
like.
I was thinking the other day, like, fam, you see Twitter conversation? Like,
you know what? You have bare time to be on Twitter now. Like, you've got time.
Damn, I don't get involved.
I've been almost replying, fam. I've been close.
No, I got into it with one girl. I wasn't having it. Yeah. But that's locked because I got into it and I won. I'm going to tell you after. She's done it. Because there's always conversations, yeah, about money and people are just like, oh, I can't wait for six-figure check, this figure check. I'm thinking... What are you doing? Like, I've said this before. You ain't even a thousandaire yet. You can't just become millionaire to, like, are you even, like, the question is, are you ready for a million? Like, you're not.
I want to find out.
Yeah, let's
find
out.
And if I'm not, then I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know?
But, oh, well.
Now I know.
What's the point of having... what's the saying? Is it better to have had it and lost or to have never had
and...
Something like that. But then what do you think is better? Is it better to have had and lost?
Like fucking George Bush, fam.
or to have never had. Me once.
Yeah.
Shame on you. Pull me twice.
Pull me twice.
Can't pull me again. Man said there's a famous saying. He said it like it just belonged to that village or that area.
God, yeah.
Shit,
I Bush.
That nigga ran the world, you know.
Nah, you see America, yeah?
They've had the presidents, man. They've actually had the presidents.
Nah, seriously.
They put a donut up in there, bruv. And said, yeah, you need us. You need us, bruv.
You know America? Man said Bush.
President
George W.
George W. Bush Jr., bro.
He said some maverick. He said, I did not have sexual. Is that him?
No,
as
that
well?
Was Clinton.
Who was
fam.
That? Clinton. No, that's not a helmet.
That is the fucking what? Helmet.
But I stopped halfway through.
No, but. No. No.
I stopped halfway through. I didn't finish it. I didn't say it's fact. I stopped.
No.
I stopped. I pulled out. All
right.
We should have let him finish.
Should let me finish. Overall, because I was talking about presidents, so that one also had come to mind. Who was he fucking? Was it Marilyn Monroe who was fucking?
Allegations.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So I was thinking of the right incident.
wrong president.
But yeah, and it wasn't Reagan either. I'm just sharing my president knowledge now.
Showing how much of a donut you are.
Or bro. Nixon. It definitely wasn't Barack.
That's it, he's out.
Ah, Bush. No, wait. Yeah, there was two Bushes, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, senior and junior. Bro.
Calm.
Yeah. Mm. Why did we say Bush again? What happened? I was going to even say something about...
Let me tell you about the...
Oh, the Twitter.
The beef.
Who
did it? ZZ again.
Oh, what did she do now?
It wasn't even
her.
We need
to get ZZ back.
When
we're off lockdown, ZZ, come holler at us.
But I wouldn't... I don't even think I want... She's saying good things and not bad things at the same... Like, she's saying her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So then, off the back of that, like, other people start chiming in. And I think... Everyone fucks up where they say, people ain't ready to have, like, they'll tweet something and then be like,
ain't ready to have that conversation.
But it's like, I've said this before, you don't even know, not ZZ, but some people don't even know how to have the conversation. And it happened when I got involved. So talking, someone tweeted this. I said, but it's not fact. I think it was something like, black men don't date black women. They always date light, innit? Or whatever. I can't remember. Then I said something, then a little back and forth, And then the girl goes, oh, you're an idiot. Not to me, to someone else.
Mm.
And I was like, see, that's where girls fuck up.
You just start offending, man.
Yeah, because you don't know what, you feel like you've lost. Mm. So now all you've got is call someone an idiot and run away. So we both said to her, no, we're having this conversation. Come here. We're not finished.
Yeah, I'm not going to bite at that. We're still going to talk.
So as we've both said our point and said, yeah, none of this idiot business we're talking.
Yeah, no one
because
violate.
For some reason, you feel like this. We're not saying don't feel like that, but we're telling you this is why you shouldn't, because you have black men telling you no, we are attracted to black women.
Yeah.
So if you have the person you're accusing, the people that you're accusing of not doing or of doing something that offends you, is saying no, you have it wrong. Here's the truth. We're telling you, and we're also showing you facts. What are you formulating this off?
The person
that you're accusing is telling you, nah.
It's just what people are seeing.
And it's like, now man's gone into the archives, man's pulling out stats, innit? Like, man's gone to...
He loves to pull out a stat.
He loves
a
stat,
because I think she may have pulled it out first. Yeah, she may have pulled it out first. Yeah, she may have backed the whack. And I said, I got two. You know, pulled out my thing. Then we're going back and she's flopped. She's flopped. I was like, I can't believe it. She's flopped.
Yeah.
You know when someone's flopped?
You see a hole right there.
You know when someone's flopped? I couldn't believe it. I said, wait.
She flopped.
Said, you have to read it over twice. Because you know, if you say she flopped and she didn't, you're fucked.
Fucked. I said, wait, and she flopped. Now. So she's flopped. Mm. So she's pulled up stats and she's apparently said that this stat indicates the highest growth rate of a particular race.
Right.
So it's got Pakistan, Irish, English, UK, Polish, Black African, African Caribbean, whatever. Like
are
all
these,
of the,
are these races?
What do we call them?
I just want to ask. a man, Irish is that his race?
What do we call them? What do we call it? White.
Just go on. White. Carry on.
So obviously, all the stats are there, and obviously, it's saying. Like, you at the top, it's got UK and non-UK. So then it says, like, 97% UK, 3% non-UK.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, this doesn't make sense. Like,
mm-hmm.
And then it's got Black African, say it's like 11%.
Yeah.
Then 89%. And I'm thinking, this is just to make 100%.
Mm.
This doesn't indicate that this race... has grown 11%. So I'm thinking, this doesn't make sense.
Mm.
So now I've pulled out a stat to say the percentage of black people in the UK are, say, 8%.
Yeah.
And the percentage of mixed, like black and white mix, black and Asian mix, is 2%, is 1%.
Mm.
Then I'm thinking, it's clearly not the case that the highest It can be the case that the highest growing race is mixed.
Mm-hmm.
That can be the case. That's fine. That doesn't make it the majority.
It just means
it's the highest growing.
It's like Christianity. There was a point where it was the largest, but the fastest growing was Islam.
Exactly. So I was like, this stat that you've shown me doesn't prove your point.
You
flopped.
Yeah. It's a smoke screen. It's a mirror.
You flopped. So then I showed the one where it's like, okay, but this percentage of black people are married to black people.
Yeah.
And then she was like, okay, but this says this. I'm like, no, yours doesn't say that.
Yeah.
Then she was like,
differently.
Then what does she do? She flopped again. I was like, I can't believe it. She's still flopping.
Mm.
She Man, said,
happy, right? she, like, oh, I,
it was mad.
No,
nah, what else did she say? I need to remember. I should have screenshotted everything. It was mad. What did she do? She flopped. She first of all, there's something that happened in the middle, but she said my stat was from 2013. It was for a consensus or a census from 2000.
The census from
2013. I said, oh shit, I flopped. Then I was like, hold on. Let me see when hers was from.
1999.
2000 as well. 2013 as well. Squeezing off, fam. Push you.
Both of us got rusty ones.
Both of us. Then, no, but there was something else she flopped to. Oh, then I said, why, like, it's mad, like, because I think it was Zizi or Deborah that tweeted something about the majority of black men. I was like, that's wrong. It's not the majority of black men don't like black women. That's wrong. Like, because when you speak majority, plus you're not limiting it to the UK because you're talking about the Caribbean and Africa too.
Yeah.
So in Africa, just shut up. Like, we don't even have to talk about that. Even pretty much the same in
they'll just say,
like,
hair,
shut
bro.
Up as well. Like, cool. If you're talking hair, you're still wrong.
Mm.
Because, and then why can't we include your parents? You can't say something and then put all these exclusions just to make your point right. Say something and let's keep it open, bruv. Like, what can I even say? The majority of us are wearing black clothes, but not including Tem and VP. So now we're just talking about Tem, bruv. It's not making sense, bruv. You can't do that.
I know what you mean.
Like, the majority of us are left-footed, excluding right-footed players.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that.
That's going to be all of you then.
Like, the majority of you date white women, excluding everyone that dates black. Okay, so now let's talk about it.
Mm.
Let's look at our mums and dads, fam. Show me your mum and show me your dad. They're both black, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Like, why are we excluding?
Like, no, we don't care about the older.
We don't
generation.
Care about.
But why,
yeah.
But why are we excluding?
Once you start breaking down the argument, you see how it doesn't stand.
And
in
then,
the world.
And then she was like, but the majority of back to her point of the highest growing race being mixed race.
Mm.
I was saying if we showed every black child's parents, it will outnumber the amount of mixed race children that can show their parents because there's more black kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, but I think it probably could be true that the highest growing is mixed race.
No, it's true.
Yeah, that's true. A possibility.
I didn't disagree.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Exactly.
But
if all of us showed our parents in comparison to mixed race kids showing their parents, there's more black people.
Yeah.
8%. I don't know if it's 8%, but 8%, maybe 11% versus the 3%.
It don't matter about the facts, bro.
I was like, you can't win this one. Like,
we've gone
down a road you can't win. Like,
why do you care, bro?
What I was saying is, not even in the argument. Maybe just in my head is like, why? Obviously, we got time. First of all, we all have it.
Like, you never got time, bruv.
But like, today I got why time. Should we allow someone to lie on us? Not even individually, but us.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, why? Like, I'm not understanding, bruv.
I don't know,
like,
bruv.
Sometimes, like, just simply because we got time, let's have it then.
Yeah.
Let's be having ya.
I wanted war the other day. I wanted it. Like, I smelt blood, bruv. I smelt blood. Somebody said, I can't even remember the person's name. She goes, DBE, the era of what's the tape with them and Bane? Any Minute Now or something like that. And she said, that was the best era.
Nah, you see, I saw what you said there, but I didn't know, you, go on.
She said that was the best era. And I was like, what do you mean that's the best era? That was like just 2 years ago. Like, it was, part of this it was era. Like a year and a half. Yeah, it was just the other day. Like, yeah. What do you mean the era? And then she, even if you can say I'm wrong, because no, I mean, at the end of the day, if a new era starts tomorrow, you like, you know what I mean? It can be that era. So cool, no problem. She goes, there's always one hater. I was like, where's that hating? I don't get it. Like, how is that? So I wanted it, bruv. I was like, no, I like the tape, but like, how was the error? Like, I like it. What do you mean, innit? She didn't respond.
Sometimes, but no, there's...
Lucky.
Hey, I had time, bruv.
There's only time, one of two reasons why people don't respond. Either because they don't have time or they've lost.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You,
or they're scared.
Yeah, on your end of things, you don't know which it is. But you're going to take the dub.
Yeah.
I take the dub.
I'll take the dub.
Sit down. Because the thing is, like, I'm more old school. I'm more thinking real life. Like, when you're just talking to someone, you're talking to them. Now, in this era that we're living in, on social media,
I make a message and drop the phone and leave, man. So you're arguing with me. I might be gone for another hour off my phone.
And then also, you see somebody's size. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, so you actually look at their account and think, ah, shit. If he says something funny, I'm finished. Because now he's going to embarrass me, innit?
I've never even thought about that.
Oh, trust me. When I've gone into things when I was the little 100 follower guy, bruv, I used to think, oh, shit, he's got 6K. If he says something about this, I'm finished. Or if he cusses me, I'm finished. So sometimes you don't realize that when you're saying something to somebody, maybe you've got 6K, 8K followers, sometimes people ain't on it. Do you get what I'm saying? They're just not on it.
But sometimes people might be more on it.
Yeah, because they weren't embarrassed. They weren't embarrassed, but... I realise, maybe that's why she's not.
But
I
think, I
don't know.
When not even arguments, like when you start to think of it as an argument rather than a discussion, egos will get involved.
Yeah.
And that's either when cussing might begin to happen or everyone just starts disregarding everyone's point. Not even dismissing, just...
I'm not even trying to hear it.
Yeah, I'm still responding. Like, nah, here's my team. We haven't come to this understanding thing yet of this is what you're saying, cool, I'm taking... 2% on board,
and this is what I'm
saying, and I hope you take 1 or 2%
too. Can do it.
Like, conversation has to reach that common ground where we're not ready yet, and Twitter's just like it's evolved in a mad way. Before it was sluggish, man. People were slugging it out on there, like it was mad back in the day.
The problem is,
like, but today it's gradually evolving. Like, Facebook. It's probably a nice place, bro.
It's probably safe.
What?
It's a haven.
I don't know. I haven't
Facebook
been there.
Facebook is crazy.
Is it mad?
Bro. Then again, that's where Luca, what's my man's name from Killing Cats? And
yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's where that Luca Dom was at.
Facebook
still.
Is crazy. You can see people getting killed on Facebook. There's no regulations on
Facebook. No, I mean, like, in terms of, like, the conversation, are people
bruv,
more.
If I can see somebody get killed, I'm sure the conversation somewhere else is mad, bruv.
A man said, no, forget that.
I'm just not man in said, that conversation.
Man just said, Facebook is safe apart from when people are getting killed.
Man said, don't exclude when you want to make the bigger argument.
He said, but no, I'm talking about the conversations.
Exclude them.
Not the media, the conversations, bruv.
Tweet no, because you can see people get killed on Twitter too, man.
No, but Ben, like, you'll get shut down. At least them things
but
will
Facebook,
get the...
Facebook regulation is much tougher than Twitter's.
When? Since when?
Since they take down your flipping video for having music in it, bruv.
Oh, okay. I think they're getting back their money. From when he wasn't caught and he got banded up.
Who?
Fucking Mark Zuckerberg, bruv.
Is it?
You know? He got banded up by some fucking... Oh,
well, like one of the court members.
Yeah,
or
something.
No,
like that.
Facebook's thing is way more tight than
yeah, yeah. They had to tie it up, but still, like,
Twitter's
there's a lot that
Twitter's
you can
annoying,
post, and they believe like fully in freedom of speech.
I've seen bullshit on Twitter like this tweet includes sensitive whatever.
Yeah, but it's still
and all it says is fuck. It says go into your settings to lift restrictions. I said, fuck off, bro.
Fuck off, bro. Fuck off. Sometimes someone sending you like a rave flyer. If they aren't your, if they're not your friend
following
or whatever,
or
they follow you, yeah.
I just went on Facebook the other day. I was like, what's going on here, bro? Like, this is weird.
Yeah. But the thing is, when I see-
there aunties and uncles on Facebook.
Bro, there's nothing there for me at all, bro. But when I'm not saying that girls want this, but like when you say, you get unsolicited dick pics on Twitter, if someone's not your friend, it will say suspicious content, fam.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you not get
suspicious content?
Cool, you got the dick pic. Why are you showing us? I didn't want to see this. I'm seeing cock on my timeline. Now I have to log off. You didn't have to do this.
Nah, you need, I'm hearing that.
I understand
sometimes
that. Sometimes
niggas
have
need
to see
you,
bruv. Nah, I don't want to see you. I'm seeing cops.
When I see some madnesses, I'm like, I'm not about to be the only one that's traumatized.
Yeah, no.
I'm sharing
with you.
That.
I'm with you.
You've got to the group chat. You've got 87 cocks in your DM. I don't want to see two. None of them.
Nah, somebody else needs to take this traumatized.
I'm not on it.
These traumatized pictures, bruv.
None of them.
Oh my God, bruv.
I'm pissed because I saw two the other day.
Niggas is bored. That's what's going on.
I saw two
niggas
the other
is like,
day.
Fuck that, I'm
fuck
shooting.
It, she's getting my dick, bro.
Yeah, lockdown. I'm shooting my shot, bro. Fuck it. She'll forget by the end of lockdown if she ain't on it.
Nah,
bro.
Seriously, lockdown's made everybody 10 times hornier, bro.
You mean so?
Bro. The bare people talking
to
me shit, bro.
Why don't girls. I don't send dick pics, but why don't girls like them?
I mean, I'm gonna take a picture in the bathroom and say, "Babe, look at your phone."
But you think not like you look,
no, right there. No, I need to go to work these days.
No homo, but don't you think cocks are your cocks? Like, not. Personally, I like.
A man trying to save himself, digging himself a hole, bro.
I like him big.
Personally, I like my cock. Like, I like the way it looks.
Shit.
And I shaved it recently. Oh, yeah, I bought a trimmer.
I need to shave.
I've been had one.
Quarantine, yeah, because it was getting mad. Like a serious tin.
You used hair removal brunts before, right?
No, yeah, I used it once. Like, fucked me up.
Now, my one's fine, fam.
What
did
you use?
Hair removal.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, hair removal cream.
Why are you saying that's what it's called? I've never heard of it.
It's not even a brand of something.
Branded one, but you know, there's different ones. No, I think I use...
You know, the thing is just called hair removal.
Whoa. No, I didn't use V. I think it was Nier.
All right, cool. Well, I hope so.
I don't know the brand,
I know what you're talking
about.
It's Nier,
really?
Yeah. No, Neve.
Is it Neve?
Yeah, Neve.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm joking.
He's tried it.
That's a catfish.
But that shit is quick. That's a Neve.
I've been watching that shit.
Have you?
Have you been watching Catfish?
I haven't seen it in ages.
Niggas are probably getting catfish all over the place right now. Because ain't no one meeting up.
Nobody's
there's
meeting
better
up.
Catfishes. Yeah, after lockdown, we link
it's
up.
It's mad, and they always oh, just wanted attention. No one would talk to me. I said, well, I'd take a profile. I'd take his profile.
Yeah. It's mad. You know, but you look at these things and you think it's fake, but then you realize, bro, word. People are actually mad, you know.
But cocks, do you not like, do you think
my
cock is sexy?
Fine. Yeah, I like
you think it's sexy, though?
My cock is
I like my penis.
Fine. Yeah.
I like it. See, it looks good.
Yes.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you send it?
No, I don't. I just don't want to send dick pics.
To your girl?
Also, my girl, I've sent her one before, yeah.
Yeah, she liked it.
I'm sure she did. We had sex that night.
Second version.
You lot still fucking?
Yeah, but like, it's not all the time.
Yeah, no,
like, it's fucking.
You know, he's
quarantine.
New to this living with
a
girl too.
I've lived
them
with her
are
2 years,
all the bro. Time. I know it.
Nah,
I know
fucking because I fucked up my dick, bruv.
I cut
two. You know when you start playing about
the shaving thing.
When you start messing around,
you didn't say a little bit
trying
more.
To line
yeah.
it up. You're trying to give it the fucking shape up. You know when they do the shape up and they use the tip of the fucking blade and they just.
Imagine
them so
much.
It's a gang. I fucked up my cock.
Do you use an electric shaver?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Nah, it's quick.
I'm still using Gillette.
I feel
it's the hand thing.
Do you know what?
you might want the sprayer.
I got the sprayer.
I need the hand thing. It's a bit more control.
The automatic, the Uzi.
The Uzi.
Empty the clip on it. Listen, because I was fucking about once. Do you know why? Because I remember there was one time I got a rash on my neck, remember, innit?
Yeah.
And I went boots, got the ting. Then the guy said, oh yeah, get Gillette and get this shaving foam, innit?
Yeah.
I've never shaved before, innit?
Yeah.
Like at home, with put it there.
I'm not touching my face, no way.
I've never done that before.
Nah, I'm
and
not
that's
doing
what
that.
Gave that's what made the rash worse, innit?
Mm.
So now I've got the shaving foam, like a tub, like not a tub, like a
so what was you using to shave then?
Water and soap.
What, shave? No, the barbers.
But when you've done... Oh, you said you haven't shaved before.
Yeah, cool. So all I've right. shaved now, got it. Now I've just got the
foam.
Of foam, innit?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay,
the brush thing.
Brush?
Yeah.
No, what's that?
Nearly. I can imagine him doing that.
Like, ta-ta-ta-licious. Just putting it there, innit? Then, so now I've just got it, and I'm like, I need to finish this, because I'm not just going to throw it away, innit?
Yeah, yeah,
I thought,
yeah.
All right, let me use it to shave my balls.
He's a hazard with time.
He is, man.
When he's got too much time,
he does some fucked up.
He gets
shit.
Experimental.
I do. So I put it on my cock now, yeah? And I'm shaving, it's taking long. I'm like,
it's a long process.
So I'm just like, okay.
You have to be careful,
fam. It's mad.
You have to be fucking careful. The skin down there is not the same as the skin up here, bro. It's different. I don't feel like it heals the same.
I'm shaving now, yeah? And I'm getting no hair, bruv. All I'm getting is foam. All I'm getting is foam on this razor, bruv. I'm rinsing it off. Foam. I'm rinsing it. Foam. I'm thinking there's no hair coming off of my cock, bruv. I'm fuming, bruv. I am shaving my cock for like an hour, bruv. I'm dead for time, bruv. I've locked my door and everything. I said, bruv, no one can come in now. Because I'm stood here.
It takes fucking time, bro.
It's long. When your neck starts to hurt, man's been looking down for time, fam. My neck, bro.
I'm fucking naked.
That's why I said, fuck it, bro. One time my girl was doing her legs and she had that extra hair removal or whatever. I said, yeah, fuck it, bro. Let me use this shit, bro.
Quick.
Fam, you don't even have to do nothing,
you just
bro.
Put it on, just put it away, and just like a perm.
You know what? It's the same fucking formula, apparently.
What?
Like, I think so.
Bro, like, I'm not surprised. That peroxide is crazy.
If you don't leave it long enough, your hairs are just going to look permed, bruv.
Right.
Because
yeah,
it won't come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's like, true that's
and then
true.
When you what's called, when you leave it, that's when it starts falling out.
Just fam.
But I'm thinking, so that's the shit people are putting in their head
in their
as
hair,
well.
Fam.
Yeah, risky.
It's should wild, be. Fam. You're just damaging your shit, but it's because the way it looks. Like,
I'm shaving my cock and I'm just like, nah, I had a razor before, but I lost the charger for it. I was fuming. So I bought another one, £20 from Boots. I said, that's cheap.
Yeah, they're not even expensive.
Somewhere 80.
For one trim every
quarter.
They must come with the different fucking clip-on things.
Long. I was like, I don't need that. This is just for my cock.
Literally.
But obviously, before I used it on my cock, I tried to get myself a shape up, innit? So I'm all in the mirror like,
oh, you're brave, bruv.
You're trying to shut your hair up.
I tried.
I'm not going to lie. We got about 3 weeks left. You could do it and get away with it. I wouldn't know.
I know.
You could do it. Like, we're in a good time. One of my brethren, he cuts his hair. I swear on my life.
Do you see the picture where it was like, oh, it's just like someone's fade.
Oh, and it had the layers and that.
Yeah.
I said, that's complicated.
I was like, how am I supposed to do this?
That's complicated.
No. Yasmin's getting all excited. Oh, let me do it. So I said, all right, cool. I gave it to her. Turn it on. It's all gang. She's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
That's too powerful.
Break, bro.
None of that.
So I tried myself in the mirror. I gave this little front bit a little touch. Mm. I was like, nah.
I'm going to pull myself just, back, boy.
Yeah, nah, it could go left. Let me just do my cock. Start shaving my cock. Start getting excited, bruv. I did too much, bruv.
I've ruined it, bruv.
I haven't had sex this week, bruv. I've ruined it, bruv.
Oh, what? You're in that much pain?
It's not. If I put it in, there's if it's in my boxer pant, it's fine. If I put it in and do...
Anything.
Ooh, that's damn.
Did you cut yourself like proper?
Damn. I've never cut myself like that.
Do you know what? Like,
but shaving balls is amazing.
You cut yourself with the shaver?
Yeah.
Those are pretty safe.
Not like cut myself, but the way I've ripped a hair out was mad. It wasn't smooth.
I've never used a shaver. I used the Gillette thing. So when I'm using the Gillette thing, you can't, if you dare try to move sideways, your shit's
no,
all fucked up.
No, don't move sideways,
right? Yeah, you've got to make sure it's either up or down. Even diagonals are right, the angle's right. But if you move sideways,
that's crazy, bro. Don't be that.
Do you get hair on the shaft of your cock as well?
Yeah.
See, that's the bottom of the shaft. Because now, man's thinking, am I going to shave this thing flaccid or should I get a boner?
No, you have to get a boner, bro.
What?
Bro,
I'm thinking a boner safer,
you have to pull it.
Yeah, of course, you pull it.
I was gonna say,
you and I are
watching porn to fucking shave,
bro. That's what I was thinking. How's man gonna get my cock
What kind of process is this, bro?
Your cock, fam.
Huh?
get a boner right now.
I would have to think. I've got it on me right now. I keep it on me. I would have to think.
It's in my pocket.
I'd have to think about it, but I'm not fucking getting a boner to shave, bro.
Yeah,
fuck?
I know.
That's a real false alarm.
But shaving balls? You see, once you shave it, yeah, and you're grabbing your ball and gang, gang.
Shaving balls is fucking dangerous.
Man. It's dangerous, but give it 20 minutes, feel it, it feels so smooth.
It's very, because the skin on the balls, yeah, like, you know, like, it kind of folds back on itself.
Do you know what
well.
It is? Do you know what
so
it
you
is,
have to be
yeah?
careful that you actually shave it and not take the skin off.
Do you know you know your balls, when they sometimes they're loose and sometimes
they're tight. Yeah, sometimes it's packed.
You need them to be tight, bro.
Yeah, you need it to be tight.
Just hanging.
Oi.
If they're just hanging, yeah.
Sometimes that's just a... You know when someone's stealing the side and they draw the circle and they have the little, the plum thing and they're stuck to the glass, bro.
Like that. So, if they're loose and you're trying to shave them, it's long,
bro. It's long.
Because you have to start pulling folds and...
If you squeeze... when it's loose.
Yeah.
No, when it's loose, you just squeeze it. Squeeze.
Whoa, you're squeezing your balls.
Not like the nut, not the testicle.
You're sounding like you're some dominatrix thing. I can't even lie.
What, do you like people stepping on
you? You have to squeeze it so that the skin...
You've got a rope
so that
as well and a gag. A man's gone shaving with a gag and a rope to the bathroom. So I'll be back.
Man, wrap the belt around my balls. Like that. You gotta shave your balls, dad.
Shaving balls is mad still.
Nah, it's long.
I need to do it though. I'm due a shave.
Mm. What do you not think of what music have you listened to? Have you listened to
I've listened to no music.
Have you listened to Young T and Bugsy's tape yet?
Nope.
It's cold. I'm happy for them guys.
I listened to a bit of it. Brother, I get bored very easily.
You remember when I was championing that song En Route On The Way?
Yeah, I remember that. Cold.
Even Young T and Bugsy are cold, fam. And their tape, I'm happy that the Don't Rush challenge happened.
Because I didn't know how the hell they were going to promote their tape otherwise. Because it's not a time where people are looking for new music as much.
Because I really listen to music traveling or when I'm at work.
Exactly.
When
I don't listen to it in the house, just chilling.
Oh, I am watching something, playing games. Yeah. Like, I'm going to start trying to play the music whilst I'm playing the game, but now I'm playing adventure games, is that I want to hear what they're saying on the screen.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
what
if I'm playing FIFA, I'll put some music on.
Don't rush. That song should end up in FIFA still. FIFA, is it 21 that's going to come out? Though. You don't think so?
Nah.
It should.
It's buzz now. Mm. I don't know if they will take it.
Nah, come on. Because it would have slapped at festivals. The fact it's got a challenge. When was the last actual proper challenge?
That one was a real challenge.
The Tootsie dance from Jake, I wouldn't consider it a challenge,
because
he told it to happen. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas the last one was
the
Mannequin
was
Challenge, where no one told Mannequin Challenge to happen. It just happened.
It just happened.
Same as Don't Rush. It just happened.
Yeah. That's true.
Smart, bro.
It's different. But I don't even think that Tootsie's... Is it Tootsie's song? Is it just called Tootsie? Tootsie Slide. I don't even think... I think when you... Cause I remember when we worked in the same building and they asked me to create a viral video. Do you remember?
No.
Is that how do you? Yeah, yeah.
And
how
I was like, you don't create something to go viral. It just goes.
It just happens. Yeah.
You can't say I'm making
this point, Drake knows whatever he does is going viral.
Drake is actually viral.
I don't know. Do you feel the two songs he put out before were viral?
Do we consider music
as something that is viral?
No.
Should music be considered viral?
I get what you mean.
It shouldn't be.
What has he done that's gone
viral?
If
it becomes an internet and like for example,
the song, the album,
Rush
what
is viral?
The Don't Rush challenge is viral.
But now the song is part of the whole challenge.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say the song is viral. I'll say
but
the
is
challenge.
Streams going up.
Yeah, it is. They've gone number one in top 10 in plenty of places. That's like cold, isn't it? But I wouldn't say
the
viral is. And even all these challenges, don't fucking tag me, bruv. 5Ks, don't tag me, bruv.
Yeah. No one.
Favorite
no one
football,
me,
info, don't tag me.
Everyday bruv. Challenge. I don't want to be challenged.
Don't.
Today.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know,
thought
I was bad on my phone before.
But what's Drake done? Outside of music, what's Drake done that's viral? I'm asking. I'm not saying he hasn't.
I don't know. Oh, look around. This wasn't here before us. We created this.
Exactly. But that's a meme.
That's viral.
No, but is it a meme? But again, did he create the meme, or did someone say that's the moment?
Yeah, he did. You could say Shiggy's like Kiki. You could say that's not him going viral because that's a dance that he didn't create. Yeah, or whatever. But 100% that moment. Yeah,
that moment. Because as you said, you don't create it; it just goes viral.
Yeah, but how many videos has Shiggy created?
No, I'm not talking about Shiggy. I'm talking about the Drake one.
Yeah, but now, like, in terms of, because you just mentioned Shiggy dance, how many videos has he probably created and think, not all of these are going to go viral?
Maybe two. But it's a numbers game, bruv. Yeah. The internet works. Like, I always say to people that are creating content, I'm like, bruv, put it out there. You can't get minus views, bruv.
Yeah.
Just put it out.
Word, imagine.
You cannot get minus.
Imagine you come back to office.
Jesus. Why someone kill themselves? Someone will fucking kill themselves.
Imagine YouTube said, I delete this.
Could not post, not enough views. Not enough traffic. Minus
100 views, man.
You can't go minus, so just put it out there, bro.
Lose it because
it just works.
Even
it's a positive game.
Like, people are doing bare shit to get viral or famous in this period, and it's like, okay, afterwards.
What are you going to
shit? Yeah. Because you wasn't a fop before.
you ain't used to this.
You wasn't a fop.
You don't know what it takes to be a thot for life.
Exactly.
You ain't got that activity.
Exactly.
To
be a fot outside is different to being a fot inside.
What was you going to say?
No, but she's not a fot.
Who?
Cash.
Who's Cash?
Yeah, come on, man.
From Tory Lanez's thing.
Man. And now she's on Swamzy. I saw the thing with the two. The two trophies, bruv. She's
got two trophies.
No, she's got what's his name? KD. And you sold her the two fucking NBA trophies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because she got fucking Tory to be buzzing.
Yeah.
I personally think.
Yeah.
And then now she's got Swarms on 100k views as well. Yeah, so she is actually like.
No, she's a fot. She's got a boyfriend. Is that like your argument as to why she's not a fot?
Yeah, I don't see what she's doing.
No, she's a fot.
Can you be a fot with a partner?
Yes.
Cool.
No, but why is she a hoe?
Not a hoe, she's a thot.
But a thot is that hoe over there.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're a hoe. It means you're a thot.
but we
don't know there's a difference.
Like, you know.
The thot wasn't it used when, there's bottles on the table and girls is always looking like, that's a thot. They're going to come over here to try and get bottles.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Wherever the
it's
bottles
not used
are,
in that
that's
way.
Some
there's
whole
the thots, innit?
Yeah.
That's
not,
some whole
a
shit.
A whole
right
shit
there.
Is fucking.
No, not only fucking.
What?
That bottle shit's some whole shit.
When we was 12, we didn't have bottles, bruv. There was hoes. Put your pussy lips on Twitter, I'll give you $1,000.
Put your pussy lips on Twitter, I'll give you $1,000.
I said it's not only fucking.
That nigga said
it's
he had enough.
It's not only fucking.
He said, fuck that shit, bruv. I've had enough.
Hey, Lil Boozy the coldest.
Yeah, he's cold.
Fucking mad, bruv.
Hey, Lil Boozy. But... she's a fot. You can have a partner
it's
and be
your
a fot.
Yeah. That's fine. You can have a partner. You could do
just because you got a partner doesn't mean you ain't.
I don't see what she's done as fottivity. She's got
really.
Costumes,
so
bruv.
What do you attribute to fottivity?
She was down in a gummy bear on live dance.
Fots.
Yeah.
No, wait, hold on. No, wait. I don't like what he just did there. That's not how conversation works, bro.
Why?
I asked you a question. You got to ask me a question to answer that shit. I said, what do you attribute to fottivity?
I personally feel.
When you want to use Google now, huh?
No. Just feel when it's when you have multiple partners.
Yeah,
that's a go on.
That's
it.
That's my
fault is multiple partners.
Multiple partners.
Nah, that's a player.
And then there's fault activity.
That's a
so,
player.
You know, there's like other activities that you do. What she's doing is fault activity.
Nah.
But I couldn't define her as a fault.
So you
fam,
can,
she just cause she like. You like fam, you can have a partner and cheat.
Exactly.
You can have a partner and cheat. You're a cheater.
Yeah.
Like you just because you have a partner doesn't stop you from doing whole things, fot things. Like it doesn't.
That's not what I said. I said she's definitely engaging in fot activity.
Then she's a fot.
Why?
Because she's engaging in the activities.
What's an example of engaging in something but you're not it?
But that's the thing.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I didn't got an example right now.
I ain't got on me right now.
this is the thing. Even okay, so say she wasn't a fot before. Now she's engaged in fight activity. Everywhere she goes now,
yeah.
I'm expecting your cheeks to shake.
Wait, okay. So if I play football, but I'm not.
Not me.
Am I a footballer? If I play football, I'm a footballer.
Yes, you are.
I don't play professionally.
So?
So my job title is not footballer, bro.
It depends.
Nah, you're a footballer, fam.
You're a footballer, bro.
Maybe not what society regards.
Exactly. Just because you're not. Just because you're not in the prem. If I go gym and lift weight, man, a weightlifter, bro.
Olympic, bro. Fuck that.
If this is what we're defining it by, then she's a fuck.
Yes. Bam, if you engage in that activity.
Okay, do you know what? In fact, take it back. She's a thought. I just don't like the negative
connotation.
Okay, I hear that, but I
just that's you that put that on there. We're not upset with it.
Okay,
you
good.
Upset. We're not upset.
I don't mind it because she's providing entertainment to the masses. Yes. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if she wasn't one before, or anyone that's engaging in activities they wasn't engaged in before. Whether society deems it good or bad, maintain it afterwards. If you're not ready for that, then you shouldn't have got involved.
But at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with saying, I just want a thought during lockdown because I'm bored.
Okay, yeah, but when you go outside, be ready for how the world is now going
to
see
you. I don't have to be ready.
Remember when tweets, when you, old tweets, and people want to bring up old tweets, be ready for it.
It's
so
like,
you can't make the rules.
What did Dave Chappelle say? What was he talking about? He's like, just because I'm dressed this way.
Oh, yeah. What, doesn't mean I'm a nigger or something? Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm
a heart surgeon
or a police officer as well.
You gotta be ready for what comes with what you've decided. Yeah. Fam, you made this choice on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we didn't forget yesterday.
Yeah.
It happened.
I hear you.
You know?
I hear you.
You saw all these followers, like, Swarms is gonna. People may not know the music yet, so they're gonna come. They're gonna keep coming to his channel for entertainment. So
stripper thing next. He needs to go ATL or New York, Miami, whilst they're dancing.
He needs to play it whilst they're dancing.
Yeah.
You got capitalize.
Yeah.
If you can capitalize, cool. But if you're not ready to capitalize, even while we're still here and outside, you really did fuck up.
I'm fucking scared right now, bruv. Because I tweeted. I said, bruv, like, don't do some silly shit right now in lockdown just because you was bored, because we ain't going to forget this shit, bruv.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Nobody's going to forget. We never forget on the internet.
Hey, that World Boss guy? What's that his name?
What'd he do?
World Boss.
I've heard of that name before.
He's moving mad, bro.
What'd he do?
He's all talking about, 16 is fine to be...
We don't discuss that.
People are going to come out and do some madnesses. Like,
I don't condone that at all.
Yeah, I don't even fucking talk about that shit. I've never heard of that. I don't even want to hear about it.
Do you know what makes me happy is that in this same, not even in this current time, but it made me smile yesterday when I saw black girls from primary school and they're not knees.
What?
Yeah. Like, that made me so happy. Because
what did you say?
Black girls from my primary school.
And they're not nitty.
Yeah. They're not like drug addicts.
Yeah.
Or have seven babies and all these baby
I'm having seven babies.
With different baby fathers is what I was going to say.
What's wrong with that?
Repopulated earth.
The thing is, and there's something that we do in general. Like we tend to think that because of the way we live, someone else that lives
that way,
in a different way, they're doing something wrong.
You're going back to this dementia point, innit? You just want to be forgetting
things. No, but somebody might say...
Show me someone who's living...
Animal kingdom. You look for the strongest sperm, bruv. The strongest fucking sperm. That's the candidate you go for. I'm not saying that humans are doing that, but at the end of the day, bruv, what do you want?
My thing is, the only reason why I don't obviously promote it is because... How are you gonna take care of all of them kids?
Exactly, and another thing, the animal kingdom don't need money. And another thing is, their life expectancy is a lot shorter. They can have two kids and die on Tuesday. You're gonna be with your wife, have two kids, say you love her. Right. Now 3 years later, she's got four more kids, and you have to see this shit.
All right, cool. So let's say from a woman's perspective. Then, so this person that has seven baby fathers. If she had sex with one, they lied to her, or for whatever reason, it was going well and it's not. They had a child. Should she stop because it didn't work last time?
Well, I did ask the question. Would you rather one guy 30 chances or 30 guys one chance? And it's like, it's everyone's preference.
Mm, that's what I'm saying.
It's everyone's preference.
I can't say, oh, what are you doing?
You know, like, come on.
It's your life, fam.
How many people are going to gravitate towards a woman with seven different baby fathers?
That's none of our business.
It's
though.
None of ours because we won't gravitate towards it.
Good point.
If we're going to gravitate towards it, it's our business. It's if that's what you're interested in, but how many people? What's the
point? I hear that.
What's you know? But yeah, it made me happy that none of them are nitties. I was like, this is great.
Mm.
I feel like there's always a sense of to make it is to get out the hood, but sometimes to make it is just to not
be all right.
Just
to be all right.
Be good.
You know? Man can have his normal.
And I saw a few of them, and I said, "You look healthy."
Yeah. Right now, that's the key. Looking healthy.
You look healthy. Well done.
Looking healthy because it's not about who's got more money, who's broke. People are losing jobs out there. People are losing their livelihoods.
And I remember I said there was only three black boys. In my secondary, not my secondary school, my primary school.
Mm.
Me, Shallow, and one other, like, by the time we was in year six and that.
Yeah.
And I see Shallow, he's good, innit? But the other one, me and him are a bit worried for him. Like, we're trying to understand.
Like, what's going on with
him? Like, because it looks a bit...
Touch and go.
But then even speaking to him, speaking to Shallow, it was like, I knew some things and he knew some things. And we linked up and was like, oh, have you seen da-da-da? Yeah, he's da-da-da-da. Mm. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's da-da-da. And I was like... Shit.
Mm. The thing is,
you think, bruh, you don't clock it as a kid, but you're like, as you, you see when you get to an adult,
you start realizing.
It's like,
it's mad. I'm with you. But what do you see as a nitty? Like, what drugs make you a nitty?
Are you trying to
class? I wouldn't say what drugs. I would say it's the addiction to the drug.
I know many nitties then.
Yeah,
because weed is involved.
Weed. I'm starting to see it because there's really liking something and then there's nitty behavior.
Mm-hmm.
As in, like, when you ain't got it, you're moving mad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And I'm starting to see traits
of
nitty behavior of people who are just on weed.
And there's something I saw French Montana say once, like, obviously, because Ramadan's coming up, innit?
Yeah.
And he was like, if I can't give it up, for one
Ramadan ever. Niggas ain't tempted by shit.
If I can't give it up for 1 month.
In the crib.
If I can't give it up for 1 month, then I'm addicted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So some people might have to look at themselves and say, fam, could you put that down for a month? You know?
Just one. Just
you know?
One month,
bruv. It's mad. Even I was on the way here and my girl was telling me about Sabbath and the Jews are going into Sabbath, so they got to do all their shopping today and that. And they're not allowed to turn on. They're not allowed to use electricity or gas. I was like, what?
Them niggas, so that's why they're rich. Niggas just have
saving money,
like,
bro.
We ain't spending shit.
I'm using candles. They are not tuning into quarantine radio.
Electricity been flying in my house.
Bruv,
it's you and your brother. You both be banging games, innit?
I don't even bang games that much. I bang it a lot. I bang it a lot, but I don't bang it that much in comparison to my brother. No, of course not.
Don't play it for a month. Don't play it for a month.
You're moving mad. That's just hurting myself for no reason, man.
That made me laugh on Articulate last week. He said, what did you say? When I take something away from you, if he said hurting me.
She's funny, man. That's moving mad. But I'm not addicted because I can't even be addicted. I live with my girl, bro.
Guy's a nitty.
He's a nitty. He said, I can't be addicted. Man, take it away from me. That's just hurting myself.
It is, bro. Because literally, the only time I get to play, luckily, but she's NHS, so she's still working from home.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Obviously, during her work period, she's in the other room doing her work. So that's when I get to bang game.
Yeah.
But after that, whatever we're watching, she has to enjoy it as well, bruv.
Yeah.
Whatever we're doing, she has to enjoy it as well. Yeah. We can't bang FIFA together.
Do you not feel like the UK is bad vibes?
Why? No.
I think the whole world is bad.
Do you think?
Bad vibes.
Because
I
think,
I feel great vibes.
The thing is, everyone looks and always thinks the grass is greener.
What, as in somewhere else?
Yeah. No. So obviously the first place we always look to, is America.
Yeah.
Music, culture, food. We always look there. And everyone's enjoying like quarantine radio with Tory.
Yeah.
But everyone's got something to say about Swarms.
Oh. Be it
UK girls don't know how to shake their cheeks, or Swarms is copying this or that.
Okay, I get it.
It happens all the time. Even us, like, judging albums quick. Like, the UK love their music. They love their city. They love their own. Mm. Like, we got London. We got the most artists here. Like, obviously, then comes, I don't even know who would be next, Manchester or Birmingham. We don't really support how we always say we should. And one thing that also, fuck that. But do you think, now that I've like explained it a little bit,
I get that. On that part, I saw the whole Swarms thing and it was a bit like,
so what happened? What happened?
No, people were just like commenting on the fact that he's doing basically what Tory's doing. Sort of thing, do you know what I mean? Sakes. Like, and compare, it's that stuff, bruv.
Listen, you know this whole world is based on people copying each other.
Yes. Literally.
The whole world, bruv. If we didn't copy each other, we wouldn't have variety.
Imagine saying, what?
Sometimes I want it from the guy that I know.
Imagine saying, what? You got a 9-to-5. You know he's got a 9-to-5. You know you can't work 9-to-5 because he's working.
Yeah.
You're earning money.
You're copying them. That's sneaky, bruv. Stop copying them, fam.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bruv, there's nothing wrong with copying. This is what these guys do in fucking all of this Silicon Valley all day. They see something and they say, we're going to change that, or we're going to do it, but we're going to do it better. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, there's actually nothing wrong with it. Let man do what man wants to do.
Do you think it's bad vibes over here?
That's the only thing I've seen.
Or do you just think that we just want a higher class of living? We're more civilized. Do you not just...
We always look up because America.
Because do you know what as well? What I've seen a lot of is we see ourselves higher than them.
Yeah.
Because we see them twerking and stuff, trashy.
I would never, all of that stuff.
Fair enough. I'm not complaining about that. That's fine. But for me, if you're not about that life, just keep that
to yourself.
Do you know what it is?
I'll tell you what. What I think it is there's not enough of an industry of being a thought in this country.
Yeah, strippers ain't making money like
strippers
that.
Strippers ain't making... I don't know what they're making, but I know that the way that they make money in America... You can have love and hip hop from being a thought. You can have all of this kind of stuff from being just that kind of person. But here, you don't actually gain too much other than just a bad reputation.
Yep.
So it's kind of like, why would you actually do that?
Yeah, we don't have...
Yeah. You don't gain
We don't
from
have
it.
The infrastructure.
Whereas you could actually, from a child, be like, I want to be on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Like a child could think
we're that. Not going to make it onto Tawi Dog or Made in Chelsea.
We're not. What's the point of you using yourself to do this shit when all we're doing is looking at you like, you're moving mad. You're not going to make no money
in this
from it. But we are creating culture because a lot of us are
creating it. Yeah. Exactly. We're creating it.
A lot of us are first generation and we're just about reaching our 30s.
When we get pound notes, then we're talking, bro.
That's also a possibility.
Oi.
That's also a
possibility.
That's what I'm saying.
Oi.
We get pound notes.
Oh my God.
We need to speak to Her Majesty.
Because
as soon as we get those.
Oh my days. Because America's built for it.
Yeah.
Like, they've got the $1, but all of them are the same color. Except for the 100. Of course, the 100's got a bit of blue on it.
Mm.
But for the most part, you can trick someone.
Mm-hmm.
You can. Mm-hmm. We can't. Yeah. Our one's impossible. All doing green for 5. Purple
for... You know exactly what you've
for
received,
20, man. Pink for 50.
And we stop at fucking 50,
bro. Yeah, we stop at 50, isn't it?
So we can't even stunt.
Bills,
we can't even stunt. And we can't flex or stunt.
Fam.
Can't throw ones or count
hundreds. Give me £1 notes, bruv. Because that's when somebody's going to be like, you know what? Fuck it. Because the problem right now is if you were to start a strip club and then you convert everybody's money into... fake dollars or fake pounds or whatever, they then at the end of the night have to change that back up with you if they still got money left.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's an issue. That's a barrier to entry,
It's
bruv.
True. It's true.
If we just got the pound notes, that's it, bruv. Let's start up strip clubs.
As soon as Her Majesty grants our wishes, I want 10 strip clubs by Tuesday, all selling hot wings.
But I don't know, are we thriving as much as the pay in the US is mad. Like the way they earn is mad.
So the way they earn minimum is mad.
And okay, their holiday is trash as well.
Let's say, I don't know. I mean, again, maybe people are being more silent about themselves, but let's say the underworld of like drugs and all that kind of stuff. Do we think we have like Bumpy Johnsons and like Frank Lucas
in the UK?
In the UK?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
We just ain't subscribed to it.
I'm not saying that it's not. It's just a question, isn't it?
But we don't have that over there anymore either.
Mm.
What, in America?
In America, who's the top drug
They just ain't made a movie about it yet.
Nah, but that's what I'm saying.
They're
but
still active.
They're not affecting the communities the way those men were back then.
Oh, of course not.
Because obviously that was the boom. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Actually, no. It's the pharmacy that, or it's been legalized, or it's the pharmacy because you're doing a different type of drug these days.
Everything now is government, bro.
You're doing lean.
Everything now is government.
You don't need to get lean off the corner. Nah. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
I need that from the pharmacy.
Pharmacy, B.
The bottle cap. All you know, come on.
Man doesn't have to push down, fam. Man just could twist it off.
You know?
No fucking child protection.
You know when it's connected to that second bit? You need to hit click off on the first twist.
You know when you was young, that shit was difficult,
fam. To push
shit
and
was
twist.
Real childproof. Oh, man was there clicking, bruv. Give me the fuck.
Push and
give me the drugs, bruv.
Push and
turn. What was the nice one again?
Cowpaw.
Was it Cowpaw?
Oh. Cowpaw was sweet, bruv. Cowpaw was sweat, bruv.
I knew where that was.
What? That shit was at the top of that cabinet.
I knew where it was. What? Man, get the footstool.
I weren't even ill.
Oh, Cowpaw.
That, bruv.
Man was a nitty. I was a nitty.
I couldn't let that one go
there. Bruv, the shit, bruv.
It was night nurse that I used to avoid like a mouth.
No, Pepto. Pepto, how do you pronounce it?
Pepto-Bismol.
I never had that one.
That pink thing.
I only saw that in America.
Oh, God.
Night nurse is horrible, but that shit works.
You never had Pepto-Bismol?
That shit knock you out.
I bought some the other day, bruv.
Milk of magnesium.
Magnesium. My mum used to bang that for belly aches, bruv.
That's horrible. I'm fine, mum.
Yeah, man.
Night nurse, they say take that. They say don't drive, don't do nothing.
Yeah, it's
got, better not.
I can't remember
the percentage. You better
not, bruv. But there's alcohol in that shit, bruv.
There's something in there.
No, there's alcohol, and it's like above 8%. I don't know the percentage, but it's
got
there,
that
bruv.
Same drug in it that maybe lean. There's something in there.
Xanax.
They got the day nurse as well, which you can take, but that night nurse, oh shit.
Put your ass to sleep.
Oh my God, bruv.
Y'all niggas ready to play a game?
Yeah. Oh shit, should we get intro right quick?
Oh shit, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Nighties Baby Show, my name is Semi Alchemy.
I'm Fred Santana.
And we got a shooter in the house, nigga.
He
still
might be a dad.
Quarantine,
he might
nigga.
Be a dad.
You know, quarantine radio, nigga. Don't this rush. Nigga shoot up everything, nigga.
He ain't got Alzheimer's, he gonna remember you.
He gonna remember you, nigga. Overseas, underseas, on God and him, on him and God. It's my nigga VP in the cut. That's a scary sight.
Yo.
Oh, shit. We are here again in quarantine, goddamn.
Little
social
song.
Distancing as well.
Where'd you get them gloves from?
I got it from my my mum in law's.
You should draw Nactics on them.
Yeah.
They're cold.
Man, they actually wear like one night glove and thought they were bad. Do you know how funny that is?
Man purposely left the other glove
man
at home.
Man bought two gloves, a man just wore one.
He gave it to his Cody.
Yeah.
He gave it to his Cody.
You'll be pissed off because you're right handed and man's trying to give you the left.
Didn't Mac start making one hand gloves?
Well, they always had it for golf.
For golf.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
For golf.
What?
Man, they just started making one-hand gloves because we started buying it in the hood.
No, you thought they had golf gloves back then. No,
there's
I'm
a trend. They're separating gloves.
Let's
sell one.
For the same price.
You don't think that happened?
It's not happening.
Okay.
We don't have enough buying power.
I said okay, bruv.
We don't have enough buying power.
I said okay.
Power. They don't make shit
okay,
for us.
Okay, nigga.
They market to us, but they don't make shit
there was
for
only
us.
20 shooters in the hood. I thought they did a whole collection for them.
The shooter glove.
All right, fucking another song game. Y'all niggas ready?
Yes, indeed.
All right, boom. Name gym class hero's biggest song.
Oh, Cupid.
Shit!
Cupid's love song.
Oh fuck. That's annoying. That's why he asked it, because he couldn't remember either. Gym Class Heroes. I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad.
No,
that was
Bruno Mars.
Yeah, they were my man. But it was Cupid's love song was like, thank you.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I don't want the answer. I don't want the fucking answer. Oh, that's annoying.
What song's in your head today? I'm not doing. No, it's not that one.
No, that's Bruno.
Gym Class Heroes. It's a big tune. It even used to annoy me because it came on so much. Them time that you
song
watch
was cold.
TV.
Song was cold. The video was cold as well.
And it was in like a gymnasium sort of thing. Gymnasium.
Yeah.
It was, but I remember it was like a in like a hall, like yeah, where they got.
I can't remember the name. Oh, no. I can't remember the name.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I want it.
Cookie jar.
Cookie jar.
Wait, how'd that go again?
My hand in the cookie jar.
Is that how it goes?
No,
that's not their biggest tune.
That's not the melody. It is.
How's it go, fam?
Oh, wait, let me get. Because the one that's stuck in my head now is.
It's not. That's not their biggest tune.
What's the Cupid song?
That is not their biggest song. Yeah, the song you're talking about is their biggest song.
Which? How's Cupid go?
I'm gonna giggle it.
This is it.
Nah, man, it's not no cookie jar, fam.
Can't keep my hand.
Exactly.
My hand out the cookie jar.
No, man.
Cupid's Chokehold was their biggest song.
Cupid's Chokehold. Yes, that was it.
Play that.
I'm playing it now. Hold on.
Oh, Is that one?
That was cold.
I ain't touching that.
And there was, they had another one as well, man. They had another one. What's Stereo?
Yeah, it's that one still. Yes, it's that one. What's it?
Cupid's what?
Cupid's Chokehold.
Mad Ting.
Yeah.
Man said Cookie Jar. I knew it, bruv. So Cookie Jar was big tune. I don't even trust any. You're not a credible source. Where did you? Man just said, what's their biggest tune for the first song?
There's no facts.
No facts.
It's just what we think, bruv.
No facts.
But I had the dream on it, so it could have been bigger. Who knows? Let's see. How many views does that one get?
What's that?
Girlfriend?
Yeah.
It got 93 M's.
Okay, cool. It's the biggest one.
We don't even know. But I feel this like there was another 34. One.
No, it's that one. It's definitely that one.
Oh, do you know what it is? I think I'm thinking of We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off. Oh, wait. How much did it get?
93 M's.
All right, cool. This one's got 444 million.
What song is that?
And it's Stereo Hearts. I'm sure it's this tune.
Stereo Hearts?
Nah. Who is that? Is that Gym Class as well?
Who's on it?
With Adam Levine, but everything on that everything with that guy.
Adam Levine.
Just
that doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
No, you changed the rules.
Yeah.
I know.
Another song. Alright, cool. It's gonna be that one.
Alright, cool. What song features Lloyd and Ashanti?
What's it called again? Southside.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know the name of the song.
Ja Rule and Usher both have a song called what?
Oh, that's a good question. Ja Rule and
back in the day, I used to think if two artists can't have the same song title. I used to think that.
Yeah, so
I don't know why. I thought it was like rights, copyright or something, but you can because you'll run out of words.
Man's vocab ain't got enough in it.
It's not extensive.
Usher and Ja Rule have the same song.
I said
title.
Mesmerized?
Nah.
I'm just gonna go for Ja Rule because
you'll Usher, meet up with
Usher got bare songs.
In the club.
Nope.
Love in the club.
In
come
the
on.
Club. Okay, cool.
These are helmet offences, I think.
No. Love in the club, fair.
It's not Ja Rule, love in the club.
No, Usher.
Yeah, I know, but Ja Rule.
I'm going through their catalogue. Yeah.
No, that's cheating.
We're
doing process of
you've got one guess each
okay,
left.
Okay, nah, I don't know it.
All right, wait.
I'm going to go with...
Is it You Make Me Wanna?
Nope. You done it. Damn. Out.
Because I'm real.
Jesus.
I don't know.
I'm so caught up. Got me feeling it.
So what's the Ja Rule one then?
Caught up.
Yeah, but how does Ja Rule
go?
Let me find out.
That was hard because I...
Caught up. Oh, how does that one go?
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule's got a song called Caught Up as well.
Caught Up.
Yeah. With Lloyd.
Were you going through Lloyd's catalogue or something?
Caught Up.
I'm playing
how
it now.
How does that go?
It's with Lloyd.
Oh, mad. Oh shit! These times YouTube probably went mad. Said to caught up, bruv.
I'm all thinking, me and you, bruv.
Boom. This one might be tough, might be easy. Name the four members of B2K.
J Boog, Omarion, Raz B,
Romeo.
Romeo.
Shit, is there four? J Boog. Raz B, Romeo, and who's the other guy?
Is it Romeo?
No, no bruv.
Romeo, why do you say Romeo just now, bruv?
Wait, B2K is on 4, bruv.
No! Omarion. Don't Google it, because there's one more.
Omarion, J-Boog, Razby. Lil Flip.
Nope.
No. Lil Finn.
I was trying to think. You saw the hair.
How could I forget?
It's because you was loving hip hop and that shit, man. He's on it, innit?
The four members was pretty Ricky. Just this is a bonus.
Oh, I don't know that. All I know is the name like Delicious or something.
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, Delicious.
Oh, what's his
name? It's like Spectacular.
You got Spectacular.
I thought it was Spectaculous.
No, Spectacular.
Fabulous. You got Spectacular.
All I know is Spectacular.
Let me get these guys.
I don't even know.
Ricky.
No?
Ricky from Pretty Ricky.
Dog. No, how can I not get these names?
I don't know them, bruv.
Spectacular.
Do you know?
Baby Blue.
Yes. Yes.
And then Baby Blue's got a brother called...
Spectacular's a singer, innit?
They're all singers, bruv.
No, they're not.
So who's doing it?
Who's a Pretty Ricky and do things and then he's not a singer.
It's
a
note at some point, bruv. They got plenty of songs. Now I'm fuming. I can't get their names.
I don't know them, bruv.
Nah, I know them. I definitely don't know them.
I do not know that, man.
Spectacular.
Did you not write Baby this
Blue.
Fucking quiz?
No, because I just made this, not made it up, but I just thought of it now because we did B2K. You got Pretty Ricky as well.
Are you sure there's four members?
Yeah, they're of Pretty Ricky.
I'm just saying, are you sure?
Oh, I know their names, bruv. Because I was just watching Loving It from Miami just last year. I'm fuming, bruv.
You clearly don't.
There's four. You got it, then.
Oh, how can we not get that one?
I'm pissed off. What is it?
Pleasure P.
That's it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
There's Diamond Blue, not Baby Blue.
Yeah, but his stage name.
Oh, is that his stage name? Okay, yeah. Well...
Wait, what? So man's real name is Diamond Blue?
Diamond Blue Smith.
Yeah, that's
what I got here.
And he's brothers with Spectacular Smith.
Yeah, Spectacular.
And then there's Pleasure P. But what's that other one's name?
Playboy?
Maybe.
And Emmanuel Deandra.
Yeah, Harry's saying six. But it's got Spectacular twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so past members.
How did I not get Pleasure P?
Pause.
Man. Real. Pleasure. What's the next question? Which artists... featured on Biggie, Nasty Girl. The Biggie duets are gold.
Nelly. I don't know why. It's during the game. It's during the game.
You said it.
Is that what we're doing?
P. Diddy.
Wait, what? Let's just continue. Yeah.
Go on.
P. Diddy. Who did you just say? Nelly. I need you to trip. That's P. Diddy.
Nelly, P. Diddy, and there's a fucking singer, bro. Grab your hands.
Was it not a group? Boyz II Men. No.
Jagged Edge.
There's two artists I need you guys to name.
But I don't know my man's name that sings, bro.
Girl, I'm
about
Edge
to make you come. I don't know.
What's that? No, Jagged Edge. I thought that was part
no,
of Jagged
Edge. Are doing the chorus. I don't know what my man's name is, man.
I don't know his name either.
Back in the day, yeah, they used to violate. You'd be on a song, and if you wasn't big enough, they wouldn't give you any credit. Yeah.
But Avery Storm's name was there.
Avery Storm.
Oh, really?
Is that his name?
Nah, Avery man. Storm. I promise you, on my life, yeah, anyone can vouch for this. Yeah, on my life, they used to not say their name, and then later on.
Sometimes, obviously, so you see like Travis Scott's album, mm-hmm. It doesn't say whose songs are featuring. Yeah. Sometimes they leave it out.
No, that's the way they listen.
Travis Scott's albums, he doesn't put the...
What's that youth's name? That had the Fish Tank album or something like that. Vince Staples.
Vince Staples, yeah.
He said he's not including names on the track list because... people automatically are going to say, oh, rah, Kendrick Lamar. I'm going to listen to that one. I probably won't listen to anything else. So they leave out names and just let you listen to
it. It's like Jay Electronica,
isn't it? So yeah, they do it on purpose.
But they used to do that back in the day. Then later on, they would.
2 Chainz used to be known as...
Titty Boy.
And also featured in which music group?
Duffel Bag Boys.
Relaz.
No. I don't remember what it's called, man.
You're Rojin. But it's that, they're on that song with Lil Wayne.
Ah, man. silly.
If I don't do nothing, I'm a ball.
I'm going to walk. I'm going to get your man, money. I can't remember the group name. Hey, Chains, forgive me, man.
Oh, shit. The group. Damn. No, I can't remember that. It's going to piss me off when you say it.
Player Circle.
Was he in Player Circle?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, shit.
He was.
I can't lie. I thought it was Duffel Bag Boys.
That's because the song was called Duffel Bag Boys.
All right, boom. This one's going to be tough as shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Name five Jagged Edge. Actually, no. That's why I thought it was going to be tough as shit, because I thought I put Jagged Edge members, but it's five Jagged Edge. Edge songs.
That's even harder.
Five Jagged Edge members was fucking difficult. No, their man are twins as well.
Who's
who's going to get married?
Yeah, that's it.
This is annoying because man was raised on these guys. Younger, then there's I'm going on a lonely how was it? Lost Way from Heaven. Feel like I just walked out of heaven.
Yeah.
And then there's Where the Party At?
Ooh, Where the Party At?
Oh,
where
shit.
Wow.
What's another one? Oh, shit.
I'm terrible with songs.
Oh, no, that's the same one. Fuck's sakes.
I'm looking at you, bruv, because
I know. And the thing is, I'm thinking of the ones on the albums, like my brother used to play this shit. Oh, fuck, man.
Lotioning chicks on the phone.
Nah.
Oh, what? Nasty Girl. Mm. I'm trying. I can't remember. I can only think of the ones on TV you got now.
Good Luck Charm.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
You said, oh, yeah. Oh. This guy cheating over there, man.
Nah, you've already started giving the answers. I'm just checking it myself.
What have you said again?
Let's get married.
Good Pride of Heaven. Let's get married. Oh, what about Let's Get Married Part 2? The remix.
Fuck off, man.
The after party.
Where
the party at?
Yeah, you said
No, that counts, not the man. Because the first one was
bro, and it don't count, man. See, first of all.
Yeah. I know when so-called players wouldn't tell you this. Hey, you mad? If I said, but I'm going to be real and say what's up, I know that there was G's about it. Are you mad? R&B ain't the same, bro.
It's not.
Nah. It's not the same. It's not. Man like Jaheim. Oh, my God, cuz.
When he had that song with Nelly. My place.
Jaheim was cold.
Oh, come on over to my place.
Myself, won't you take us up down and take a seat? I want you. Is your mind, girl? Are you mad, girl? Jaheim, do you know this? Listen, everybody listen. There's a song he's got. Them niggas would speak that. True, real shit. That nigga had songs. Man said, obviously he's got that fabulous thing. Don't hate on us. We fabulous. But there's one tune called Daddy Thing, yeah? And he's talking about basically being a stepdad, innit? And obviously the girl's done him dirty, innit? So he's like, bruv, when the dad walked out and made the steps he made, like, who bought you lunch? Who bought you milk and that? Who did the daddy thing?
Talking real things,
he said, who did the daddy thing? He said, I gave up everything. I was like, this guy, bruv. I felt like I was in that situation.
All right, listen, R&B?
Cold.
Listen, they ain't got no stories,
I do need to start taking in Jacquees more. I do need to start taking in, because he's really singing.
He's really singing.
He can hit. No, he's singing.
He's really singing.
But he's not saying shit.
He's not saying what them niggas were saying. Yeah, see, Jagged Edge. His
stories ain't the same.
You see, it's Jagged Edge.
Yeah.
Allow it, bruv.
Them niggas were, man.
Somebody request some niggas that are saying shit in their R&B, bruv.
Listen.
I want people to request.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bruv. Some real shit. Some shit that really stood out, fam. Because
listen.
Daddy thing, Jagged. Fam. That song is cold.
I'm bumping Jagged on the way back to South End, bro.
Contagious song.
Contagious.
Isley Brothers.
Oh my God.
That was
Forget about it. Listen, unfortunately, the guy that did the song,
man,
is fucking tapped. He's fucking tapped. But my God, the guy's a genius, bruv.
What the hell is going on between the sheets?
For a long time, I thought you said, I'm about to catch your cane. Because I thought that, obviously, you know, they walk with their cane and sometimes it's like a knife. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like, my man Majestic had it in Get Rich or Die Trying.
He said, I'm about to catch your cane, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to catch a cane. I don't know where it is, but obviously he had a cane on him, innit? So I thought, oh, maybe he's
I'll excuse you because you were young, but that's stupid. That's stupid.
Nah, listen. Jagged, yeah. That was a serious group.
They were real G's about it.
Did you listen to Tyrese much?
Nah,
wait,
I didn't.
Do you know what's funny, yeah? There was a point with R&B tunes, yeah, where it was like, you got a group. So let's say Jagged Edge, the two main members, innit? The twins, innit? They were G's about their shit. And then it's like, as time went on, yeah, it was like, you would kind of start to...
As time go on, yeah.
Is that what he said?
Go on. No, I'm out with my friends.
As time went on, you could kind of feel like man was saying, fam, give me a chance to sing, fam. I'll kill it, fam. And then there was a tune, I can't remember what it is, but it's like they let my man in the back sing and he was cold.
It's Jagged Edge, because
it was the short one. The short dark one.
Because we always wanted it from Destiny's Child as well, bruv. Give Kelly a chance, bruv.
No, Kelly had a
chance. There was a time where it was Kelly's vocals, but Beyonce was still in the front. I can't remember what song it was. Maybe it was Soldier. It's Kelly singing, but Beyonce's frontlining.
I think
it's Soldier, but there was bare times, man.
Give Kelly a chance.
We never really asked for Michelle.
Yeah, no, we did it.
She was a valuable member. She was, because obviously there was bare members.
She was there. Cedric took the piss out.
There's like three other Destiny's Child members that got rotated real quick. But Michelle.
Cedric was like, bruv, like, you're listening to Survivor and all that kind of stuff. You're listening to Kelly and Beyonce. Man said, Michelle came through with, after all I have done, I've been standing there. He said, get your ass out of him and that, bruv. Man said, we don't give a fuck about that. They gave her like three lines, you know. They used to take the piss. I understand sitting on the bench is cool, but fucking hell, bruv.
All she did was let her hair blow in wind, bruv.
Every music she did her thing, man. Blowing.
They used to give man a shot, man.
Hey, Survivor was a cold video. So these girls come off the cliff, say, I'm a survivor.
Oh, yeah. They were bare CGI, bruv.
What?
Yeah, bruv.
8-year-old me was boogieing, bruv. Say, how am I? Come up with
the green
line cloth.
Do you know what's so funny? White man's even bad, mind you, yeah? Is because when they did Soldier, remember, I Need a Soldier? And then when I saw, like, obviously Beyonce, I was like, oh, yeah, she's killing it. Yeah, Beyonce needs a soldier. She's cold. Then Kelly did that. I said, yeah. I said, are we looking good? And I was like, oh. Actually, maybe that's Michelle's bit. Michelle's bit came, and I was like, you're not bad like that, man. You're not even built like that, man. You don't need a soldier. You're in the church, man.
Don't find mace, bruv. Don't find mace, bruv. Talking about breathe, mace. Stretch, shake. Oi. Let it go.
Yeah, I'm doing nonsense, bruv.
Remember that song?
Then breathe, stretch, shake, and let it go. Breathe, stretch, shake, and let it go.
What do these kids know about that?
What? I ain't ready, man.
Nigga went to church and came back.
You can't wait to be an old head. Like, what do you young boys know about Bruce Springsteen?
I can't wait to have a motherfucking party after this shit, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
90s music, like our generation music only, that early, late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. Like, that's what man is boogieing to, bro. You might even hear Pink.
Pink.
Pink, fam.
Pink was cold.
You might even hear Pink.
You know she started R&B,
there
then
you
she
go.
Went
no, no, no.
Rock.
Yeah. Oh. Pink started, there you go. That was
some
cold.
Gwen Stefani.
What? This my shit. Oh, the girl.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. That's what I discovered. Oh, that's what you spell bananas. What? That's how you spell bananas?
Okay, yeah. Cold. Songs used to teach you shit. Like, man was young, and then man would listen to what? Nelly Furtado and that. Then she was like, promiscuous girl. I was like, this
is
cold.
What is promiscuous? Like,
what's promiscuous?
That's when I discovered what promiscuous was.
It's a hole.
I mean,
don't make it a hole, but yeah. You know, activity.
We got a slide, yeah?
Yes, indeed. Shit. Is there anything to plug at all?
Yeah, there's going to be more competitions in the week, more giveaways. So at some point, we'll be on IG Live with some questions, doing some giveaways. So tune in. Make sure you follow, subscribe, like, share, comment, tweet.
Indeed.
All of that.
Yes, indeed.
And when we're out, we're going to have a party to celebrate.
Yes, indeed. You know the fairy, bro?
No, his baby's crazy.
Cool. Hello.
I run it. And I run it. Yeah.